Money, Riches, and Wealth is sponsored by the Financial Consulate.
Say you don't need no diamond rings, and I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for Money, Riches, and Wealth. Here's your host, Drew Tignanelli.
This is Drew Tignanelli here, Money, Riches, and Wealth. Co-host, Christopher John O'Shea. Christopher?
It's a different week. It's a different person. Drew in there, Drew. Yes, how are you, sir?
I am fine. Did you get any of that Canadian smoke this week?
I haven't seen or heard, noticed anything about it, but I don't always, you know.
They were telling me that I was going to get it down here, but I haven't seen anything yet, so that's interesting.
Yeah, I haven't. The last 2 days was even a little better. Yesterday was, I actually was outside having lunch, whereas normally it's been kind of hot and humid, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, Chris, we're on an open show tonight. That means our listeners are our guests again and again and again. We like it when our listeners are our guests and they get to ask the questions that they want to talk about, something that's important to them. One thing that, you know, was always a hot topic, and that's Social Security. Social Security is complicated, more complicated than it needs to be. There was just a recent study done. We get a Social Security newsletter talking about different strategies and so forth. And she was talking about the different percentages of people and how they view Social Security and what, and it turned out that over, it was only like 15 or 20% of the population had any real firm understanding of how Social Security works and what are the rules and, you know, and so forth. So anyway, we can always talk about Social Security. We wouldn't call ourselves experts on it necessarily, but we're very well versed if that's what you want to talk about. If you want to talk about income taxes or estate planning, you know, you can do that. You can talk about 401ks, IRAs, et cetera, et cetera. You know, if it has to do with your personal finance, we're here to answer it. And the way to call in is 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680 is the way to call in and ask your question. So, Chris, anything going on with you until we get a caller or two?
Well, I was
going
to say that we had a call at the office today, and somebody was asking about Social Security, and it led me into also looking. So survivor's benefits are not something that's always talked about, and there's complications in that. And then there's things, well, what if you have a government pension? You know, what if you had a pension that was fully inclusive and you didn't pay into Social Security? And then what if a spouse then did pay into Social Security? And what happens to a survivor benefit? You know, what's a WEP? What's a GPO? What's all those things? So
All those are complicated things. And most people, you know, especially government workers, they get really mad when you talk about WEP and windfall elimination provision. But when you learn what it's all about and why they did it, why they did WEP, it actually makes sense.
Sure,
and, you know, and I'm
sorry
that you don't think so, but if you really are honest about it and look and think about how Social Security is calculated, the windfall elimination provisions of the, or WEP as they call them, for government workers who never paid into Social Security, which is now changing because all FERS employees were always Social Security. So there's actually a smaller percentage of employees now that are CSRS, the old non-Social Security pay-in system.
Pre-83, right.
Yeah, and that's kind of disappearing. You're very rarely seeing those people anymore. Most of the government retirees we run into today are now FERS, whereas in the past they were almost always CSRS. So anyway, we're on an open show tonight, Chris, 410-922-6680. Call in any questions you want. It could be on Social Security or Medicare, but it could be on anything you want to talk about.
We've got one call, and we've got several open phone lines still.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go to the caller.
Let's go to Lee.
Lee.
Lee, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. I want to ask, like, for a stock, when they say, like, 50-day moving average,
right,
100-day moving average, what does that mean?
So what they're doing is they're just literally doing what it says. So if the stock over the last 50 days when 10, 11, 12, 10, 9, 15, 14, 12, okay, it's taking all those prices of the stock, and it's saying the average price over that period of time is $12 a share. And so the moving average of that price is $12 a share. And it's a positive thing if it's moving above that moving average. It's a negative thing if it's moving below it. And so it's simple. It's really that simple.
Okay. What if they have a 50-day moving average and a 200-day moving average?
They're just doing the same thing, but they're doing it over 70 days and 200 days. They're not just doing it over 50 days.
And it's getting into some technical analysis and momentum. Really, does the stock have momentum or not? Is really what it's getting down to.
Yep.
Okay, so if you have both in the shorter period was higher, then that would be a plus.
Yeah. So let's say I got a stock that's moving averages above the price is above the 50-day moving average. That's a positive that you've got some short-term momentum going. But if it's still below its 200-day moving average, you're not sure if it's got long-term momentum behind it. That's basically what you're looking for when you're dealing with those moving averages. It's far more involved than that, but that's the simplistic context of what it is.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and you know, when we come back, Chris, I want to talk about that a little, but we're on an open show tonight. 410-922-6680 is the way to call in. 410-922-6680. Be right back. Money, riches, and wealth. This is Drew Tignanelli, and I have a question for you. Is your financial advisor a doctor of personal financial advice? Do you get strategies to reduce taxation, Social Security, Medicare advice, sophisticated retirement planning, investment allocation strategies, estate planning, or help with any issue of money? It is time you do a financial physical with me and my team at the consulate and experience the difference. You hear the depth of knowledge we have about personal finance, so do a financial physical and you'll experience what we believe an advisor should do for you. They should be independent, experienced, credentialed, fee-only, comprehensive fiduciaries. They should be a doctor of personal finance and not salespeople selling you products. Set up an introductory meeting by calling 410-823-SAVE, 410-823-SAVE, or go online, financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com. It's time you experience the difference.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nita just woke me up there a second there, Chris. I was taking a snooze, and all of a sudden...
That's good.
Bam! Anyway, we're here on an open show tonight, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and lead the conversation tonight, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and lead the conversation, you know, Social Security is a hot topic. And if you have any questions on that, I'm sure we could address it for you. I mean, we do plenty with Social Security. I'm not going to call myself an expert because that's just not what we do. We feel we are extremely well-versed on the topic, and so we may be able to help you if that's a topic that you want to talk about. But anything, if it deals with your money, we're here to help you. Anybody online, Chris?
We've got Nancy. We've got all the other lines are open, but let's go to Nancy. Hi, welcome to the show, Nancy.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, Nancy.
Hello, so good to talk to you. Thank you so much. You may be a saving grace for me tonight.
Oh.
I have a question that I have tried, but I'm not getting anywhere on. I filed for my Social Security appropriate time, but I waited because if you take it too soon, you don't get as much. So I waited until I was, 70 or? 70.
Yeah, 70, right.
So I did that, and I was told that they wanted to send me a credit card or a debit card. And I said, well, I don't do anything like that. I said, I'm not even using a computer or email or anything anymore. I've had my identity stolen 3 times. And so can I do? Well, they sent it to me anyway, this some kind of a debit card, and I never used it because I never felt comfortable using it or knew how to use it. So, time has passed. And every time I call, they say, no, you have to go through this other bank that takes care of it, something express. And they said, and I talked to them just a couple days ago, and they said, no, you have to go to, we'll give you a something, you have to, we'll send you another card, and you have to go to an ATM. I never have used an ATM. They said, you have to go to an ATM and take out the money that way. And I said, but it's over $30,000.
Right.
How do I? And they said, oh, no, there, you'll have to take it out in small sums, like $500. I said, I have major bills now, home repair needs and such. And they said, no, that we can't help you with that.
Well, let me ask you a question. How old are you now? Are you 71, 75?
I'm 72.
You're 72, so this has started about 2 years ago, right?
Yes.
So when you set up for Social Security, you had to tell them what bank you were going to get direct deposit to. What bank was that?
Well, I didn't have a bank at that time for direct deposit. I have since gotten a small bank credit union up here in Harford County, and I went into them and asked, could it be sent, even though it's late, could it be sent to this bank account? And I received a letter from Social Security saying your Social Security payments will go to this Aberdeen Proving Ground. I hope it's okay to say Aberdeen Proving
Sure.
Ground
yeah.
Bank. They will be receiving it. And then when I spoke to this lady over the phone, she said, oh, no, maybe future amounts, but you can't get any back pay. And I said,
well, that's true. You can't get any. But do you still have those cards that they sent you?
No, I lost it. I lost them.
You lost them? Okay.
Yeah.
And now Social Security is telling you what about where your money, how you get your money now?
I'm sorry, what was that question again?
What is Social Security telling you as to what you've got to do to get the money that you lost that used to be on those cards?
Okay, the lady I spoke to, her name was Georgiana, and she was very unkind and almost aggressive, very aggressive. And she said, no, well, maybe it's in some of your unopened mail somewhere. And I said, ma'am, that's really not very kind. And I said, I don't have piles of unopened mail, but I've lost the first one. And maybe I'll come through it in some other stack of things I have, but I don't, there's no unopened mail. And she said, well, the only way you can do it is we'll send you another card, and you have to take that to an ATM card.
No. Wait a minute. If you can get them to send you a new card,
yes,
you take that card and go to your Aberdeen Proving Ground Bank and hand them the card and tell them to deposit it into your account.
No.
They'll deposit the whole entire balance. Trust me on that. Yeah. They will.
She told me no, they would not.
Hey, don't listen to the Social Security people. Listen to me on this situation, okay? get a card from Social Security for whatever they owe you. Take it to your Aberdeen bank and hand it to them, and they'll put it in there.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you that they will. I know they will, because basically when they're giving you a prepaid card with a certain amount of money on it, that bank will be able to take that card and shift all the money off of it into your account.
That's what I asked them, and she said no.
Do you have any children that help
no.
with this kind? No.
I'll
tell you what, if you want, you know, you call my office and, you know, ask for me. And if we need to, we'll get somebody to go with you.
I was
going to
say, there is a branch right near my house.
And Chris will go with you.
I'll meet you at the branch.
He'll take you, and he'll get you, and he'll get your money, and he'll bring it down to Aberdeen with you and deposit it in the bank with you, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously. You just call the office, talk to Chris, schedule an appointment with him to go to Social Security in Aberdeen, Bel Air. He'll get you in there. He'll talk to the agents with you. He'll make sure you get your back pay, and he'll get it deposited into the Aberdeen bank for you, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Will Anita give me your number?
Yeah, well, it's she'll give it to you. We'll put Chris will put you on hold and she'll give it to you, okay? It's 410-823-SAVE. That's the easy way. 7283. 823-7283. But just put it on hold and okay. Anita will give it to you again, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. Take care. We'll take care of it. Well, that's a shame. You know, Social Security usually is pretty good, but there are times they can be really irritating.
Yeah, I've heard some recent calls. Two clients who have come in and said, well, they told me this. I said, well, that's good. Yeah, that's right. That's correct. That's exactly what they need to do. Now, when you say go to Social Security, you mean I'm going to show her. I'll go into the bank with her. And, right, we don't need to go to Social Security. But literally,
well, you're going to have to go to Social Security to get that card or make sure that they send her the card. You're going to have to do
she's
something.
Gotta, well, I was going to say, she's got to get the card first, right? Yeah, it's
but,
a couple
you know,
step
I
process.
Think sometimes right. you might have sure. to actually go with her to Social Security and make sure they either give
that.
Her a check
sure.
or give her a card so that she can get her money, you
yep,
know?
Understood. Okay, we've got Ann, who's got a Social Security question, too. Ann, thanks for holding. We're going to put you right on the line here. Ann from Severn, how are you?
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Doing
good.
Well.
You?
Yep, good. So my question is, my husband retired CSRS. He's passed away. I receive an annuity from his retirement.
Okay.
Now, I'm currently employed. And when I get ready to retire in a few years, of course, I pay into Social Security. Will I be able to continue to receive his annuity and all of my Social Security, or will my Social Security be affected by that annuity?
Not at all. Your Social Security will not be affected one nickel by his pension that you're receiving.
Woohoo!
Yep. Not a nickel, okay? Because it's your Social Security, all right? Where you would have a problem is if he had Social Security himself, and you wanted to collect the pension that you got from him plus his survivor Social Security. There you would have a serious problem. You would not get it. But your Social Security should not be affected by his CRS pension that you're receiving.
I was told that before, and I was like, I'm not sure that's right. So I really appreciate you giving me that information.
Yeah, but you see, when you got his pension, you probably got a reduced amount, like 55% of it or something like that, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't receive what he was receiving.
Right, because the amount that you got deducted backward on was basically his Social Security amount. So that's why it doesn't impact you. So your Social Security.
Okay, Ann, if you would hold on, we've got a break away here. So if you hang with us through
hold
the break.
Hold this, Ann. We'll be right back. Money, riches, and wealth.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Money, Riches, and Wealth. We're on an open show today.
We are. We still have Ann, but we have several open phone lines, and we just want to close it up with Ann. And just what Drew said. Ann, are you still there?
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay.
And you had pretty much answered my question. You had mentioned him drawing his Social Security, and he never drew any Social Security. He was just straight CSRS.
Yeah, because you only got like 55% of his pension, that's why none of his pension is going to affect your Social Security. So you have absolutely nothing to worry about there. You're going to get both his pension and your Social Security. Okay.
That's right. Now I have a retirement from work.
You're going to get that too.
Okay. Will that affect my Social Security?
No, pensions don't affect Social Security. It might make it taxable when you go to file your tax return, but it won't reduce your Social Security at all. Your pension, I'm assuming, is just from a company or from who?
I work for MedStar.
I'm sorry, who?
MedStar.
MedStar, yeah. So, no, that's just a private pension. You'll get that. It has nothing to do with your Social Security. It doesn't impact your Social Security one way or another, except, you know, depending on your income, your Social Security could be partly taxable. That's the worst case scenario, okay?
Yep, thank you, John.
And you're going to have three pensions. You're going to have federal pension, you're going to have a Social Security, and you're going to have a MedStar. You're doing pretty well.
fingers crossed that the federal government is still in business when I.
I don't think you have anything to worry there, my dear. They print the money that they pay you with, so don't worry about it, okay?
Thank you again.
All right. We're on an open show, Chris, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in and direct the conversation, anybody online, Chris?
Yeah, we've got Dave from Baltimore. Dave, welcome to the show.
Lou, I just have a quick question. You always mention it, and I think it's an online bank that you can get 5% on a regular savings account, or you have your own. I'm not sure exactly.
But you can. Matter of fact, I was looking at one just today, CIT Bank.
How do you spell that?
CIT, Charlie Indian Tom, CIT, okay?
Charlie Indian Tom, CIT
yep.
Bank.
CIT Bank, they're paying 5% on their online savings account right now. Look them up online. Just do a Google search, CIT Bank. And you've got to use the bank, the account that they call the online saving at 5%. The other one that they have is 4.4%. So they have three of them. And so you got to look at which one. You know, and you got to look at, are there any fees involved and so forth? But 4.4 is pretty good, you know, no matter what.
There's something advertised called public.com. Do you know anything about that?
Say that again?
Public.com. It's on television. You see it advertised. Public, like public, like P.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to look it up.
Public.
Public.com.
Not heard about it.
No, I haven't either.
No,
but this one, CIT, is FDIC insured.
Yep. So yep, and that's important. Anytime you do online savings, FDIC insured.
This is something that's an online bank. It's only available on an online bank.
Right. You're not going to go. You're not going to get any brick and mortar buildings to walk to. You're going to have to do it strictly with a computer, an iPad, or an iPhone.
You cannot get this in PNC or anything. That's not.
Well, here, you know, here's a little secret. You go into PNC and you say, hey, look, I've got $150,000 in your bank. You're paying me nothing. You're paying me 0.01%. It's starting to irritate the living heck out of me. So I'm going to move it to an online savings account unless you tell me that you're ready to give me 4% or more on my savings. And PNC manager will say, well, sir, if you sit down here and quit being so loud, I will get you an account yielding 4.4%, you know? So they can do it. You just have to go and ask for it, you know? If you ask for it, they'll do it. If you don't want to ask for it, you just say, look, they should do it for me. If they're a bank that cares about me, they ought to just do it for me. But since they don't, I'm going to go and take my money out anyway. So either way, either go online and transfer your money to your online bank that you set up,
did you say you have your own account, something?
No, what we said is that we are a registered investment advisor, and there's a group called Flourish.
Flourish,
Flourish, Flourish.
Like Flourish, right?
And you can only get and participate in Flourish accounts through registered investment advisors like the Financial Consulate.
And
if you are a client of ours, we can send you an invitation to join Flourish. And they put your money with numerous banks and get you 4.75% on your money right now.
Oh, I see. You can send me an invitation.
If you were a client of ours, we could send you an invitation and you would be able to join Flourish. And we do that with most of our clients who want it. And when you tell them about it, 99% of them want it, you know?
Yeah, now I'm looking at this public.com. Dave.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out who they are, but they're looking really to handle your investments. And they're got a teaser here about how they can get you 5.5% yield on a treasury account. So,
a treasury account?
Put your cash to work in a treasury account on public, get a higher yield. And So you
well,
gotta,
we can do that too.
Yeah, you've got to read.
Itself.
Yeah, I mean, so.
Oh, I see.
He asked what it was, and so all it is it's an investment group who's trying to get your money to invest it. So yeah. I mean, yeah, treasuries are paying
5.4, 5.5.
Yeah, short-term treasuries are paying it.
You're talking about treasury bills.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
But that's what public.com is. Public.com is an investment company that's using that as a lead to get your money and invest it.
But that's a bill where you buy this at a discount and then you earn what you get at maturity, right?
Yes, some of them. With treasury bills, that's the way they typically work.
Right, yeah, I know. Right. I read about that.
Public Investing Incorporated, that's the name of that group. It's what you were asking about. So, it's just an investment shop.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right, Dave. Thanks for calling.
All right, Dave. Good call. Good questions.
All right. We've got a pause coming up here, Drew. We got a couple phones. Let's go to John in Harford County, my neck of the woods, and see what we can do. John, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hi, Drew. Appreciate you taking my call.
No.
I got a personal loan at a brick and mortar bank about 4 days ago, and the banker didn't want to give me the loan documents. He said they were internal documents. In fact, I didn't get them. And I've never heard of that in my entire life.
I've never heard of that. That's not even legal.
Yeah, okay. Well,
you can't lend somebody money without giving them the legal documents as to what are the terms that you lent under and so forth. So I have no idea what they're talking about.
I don't either. I called their branch office. It's not here in Maryland. It was in North Carolina. And anyway, the lady said, no, you should get those documents.
Absolutely.
And anyway, yeah, I've never heard of that in my entire life. So I'm going to call them back. I'm not even sure I want to get the loan now.
Yeah, well, you normally in the state of Maryland, you have 7 days to rescind any financial transaction.
Yeah.
I don't know about a loan for sure, but even if he gave it to you, you could just give it back to him and say, "Hey, keep your stinking money."
Yeah, I didn't get any money. They were going to pay off the bills, so I gave them the addresses and so forth.
Okay, well. You know, but I think you should do it, but they're, you know, I don't know why they said that. Just have the bank regional supervisor tell that manager, what are you talking about? You know, you're going to get us in trouble if you do this kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That was my thing. I said, why did I even do that? Anyway,
yeah, but,
okay,
all right.
Look, I appreciate it, sir.
No problem.
All
good
right,
question.
Thanks for calling. Well, hang with us for a little while there, John.
Be right back. Money, riches, and wealth. This is Drew Tignanelli, and I have a question for you. Is your financial advisor a doctor of personal financial advice? Do you get strategies to reduce taxation, Social Security, Medicare advice, sophisticated retirement planning, investment allocation strategies, estate planning, or help with any issue of money? It is time you do a financial physical with me and my team at the consulate and experience the difference. You hear the depth of knowledge we have about personal finance, so do a financial physical, and you'll experience what we believe an advisor should do for you. They should be independent, experienced, credentialed, fee-only, comprehensive fiduciaries. They should be a doctor of personal finance and not salespeople selling you products. Set up an introductory meeting by calling 410-823-SAVE, 410-823-SAVE, or go online, financialphysical.com. That's financialphysical.com. It's time you experience the difference.
Now back to more of Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're back. We're on an open show. We might be able to take a call or two more. We have at least John on the line, but if you want to call in, 410-922-6680. If you want to call in, 410-922-6680. Chris, who is online?
We've got John.
All right.
John, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah. What's up, John?
I had a question. My father-in-law passed away recently, and I've been helping my mother-in-law kind of go through paperwork for various accounts and get things open and moved over into her name. She has a meeting set up with Social Security in August, I guess, to look into getting benefits or, you know, her like spousal or changing
right.
her Social Security payment amount.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that she needs to keep in mind or consider kind of before going to that meeting?
Not really. I'm assuming the father-in-law got a bigger Social Security check than she did. Is that correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is her Social Security check is going to disappear, and his Social Security check is what she's going to receive for the rest of her life. I mean, well, okay. I should take that back. I'm assuming your mother-in-law is over 67 years of age.
Yeah, she'll be 70 this year.
Yeah. So she's going to get his Social Security check for the rest of her life.
Unreduced, right.
Unreduced, and her Social Security check's going to disappear. So let's say he got $2,800 a month and she got $1,200 a month. Her $1,200 will disappear. She'll get $2,800 for the rest of her life. Now, what month did your father-in-law pass away in?
June.
So let's say you go in August and they don't get it going until September. She'll get the extra amount for July. She'll get the extra amount for August, and then she'll get the new amount starting in September. So she'll get a lump sum for the extra amount in July and August, and then she'll get the regular going forth, and hers will disappear. Also, she'll get a $255 survivor lump sum benefit. It's the amount of money it took to bury somebody in 1933. And
yeah,
it's never changed since. You've already gotten that?
Yeah, she got that one.
Okay. So, and her Social Security check hasn't changed since he passed away. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah. No, it's still the same.
Yeah. So it'll go up to his benefit, but there's nothing else that she has to worry about as far as I can think of right offhand.
Yeah, it's just that because survivor, you've got to go in person.
Yep, that's true. Or you can do it over the phone, but they don't. It's easier to just go in person.
Yeah, I think even they were only married, I think maybe 10, 11 years. Would that have any impact on anything?
Nope. 1 year is all required to be married to get survivor's benefits.
All right, that's fantastic.
Was she married to somebody for more than 10 years before him?
Yes.
Okay, did that person happen to make even more than, and is that person still alive?
They're still alive. Income, I think, would be pretty close.
Okay, well then, the only unique thing you're going to have is that if she was married before to somebody more than 10 years, and that person passes away, and their Social Security check is even more than the current husband's Social Security, well, I should take that back. She got remarried when she was younger than 60 years of age, wasn't she?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Because she got remarried before she's 60, she can only claim survivor's benefit against her current deceased husband. She would have gotten remarried when she was 60 and 1 month old. She could have claimed against anyone she was married to for more than 10 years and got divorced, or was still married to at the time of the passing of that person. That's a weird thing about Social Security.
Wow. So if they got divorced, would he have to pass away to be able to claim against that, or she could just claim?
Yes, he would have to pass away for her to be able to claim survivor's benefit against that person. But it doesn't matter because she got remarried before she was 60 years of age. That negated all potential that she could claim against that person.
Okay. All right. That's helpful. That's definitely helpful. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. Can I run one other question by you?
Yeah.
Do you know, are there any widow's benefits or anything like that that the state would offer?
Not that I know of. Was the person that passed away, were they military?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, if they were potentially military, then there could be some potential widow benefits. But no, there are no widow benefits that I know of with the state of Maryland. Now, if her income is extremely low, there are programs they do for seniors in the state. What county is she in?
Baltimore.
Baltimore County. So There's a group called SHIP, Senior Health Insurance Program, and the SHIP people can help her if her income is very low. They can help her to figure out what programs she's eligible for to reduce medical insurance costs. Does she happen to be low income?
No, I don't think she would qualify for anything low income.
Yeah. Well, then I would just not worry about it. She's good.
Sounds good to me. I appreciate it.
All right. Good call. Good questions, too. All right, Chris.
All right.
Else
we've got
online?
Jim. Yeah, we got All Jim right. from Ellicott City. Jim, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you. Hi, Drew. Got a question. I'm having an estate planning attorney review our will and other documents.
Yep.
That were originally set up by our attorney who retired beginning of
okay.
The, it's been about 5 years, so I wanted just to get a re-baselining, make sure, you know, everything looks okay still. So we're going to be meeting with him in a couple of weeks, and he made a comment looking at it. We're set up for tenants in common.
Right.
And he's saying, you know, I hate to tell you, but I think maybe you might want to change things back to joint tenants' rights of survivorship. And I said, what? So I said, you're going to have to explain why it was done the way it was done, and now you're wanting to revert back to joint tenants' rights of survivorship.
Sure. Well, let me ask you a quick question. Would you say your estate is more than $10 million?
Yes.
Okay. Would you say it's more than $20
million? No.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, you know,
it's about 13.
13. I could argue either way, that you could go either way, but I think you have a lot of simplicity with portability by keeping your accounts joint with rights of survivor as long as your estate documents line up with that. This isn't a second marriage. This is a first marriage and everything's easy going all to your children.
Yes. And we have an irrevocable trust also as far as that.
An irrevocable life insurance trust.
The
only thing in it is a life insurance policy, I'm assuming.
There was one at the time, but we ended that years ago because only when our son, we have one child, when he was very young, we had it for a number of years. And then we said we really do not need life insurance because our assets are more than adequate, you know, to protect the family in the event.
Okay. What do you do in that irrevocable trust then now? Anything?
We haven't done anything with it.
Yeah. So that's there if you ever want to use it again. Your biggest problem you have is you live in the state of Maryland.
Yes. And at the time, the Maryland estate tax did not have portability, and the lawyer pointed that out.
That is true, but you do now. But remember, it's only $5 million with portability. It's a total of $10 million. You said you're 13, you're three over. There are some really cool strategies you can implement. If you give me a call one day, I can tell you those, what you ought to think about for the state of Maryland, okay?
Yeah. Let me know what part of Florida to move to.
Yeah. No, that's, I mean, that could be part of it, but.
We're retired now 7 years, so.
Yeah, well, you know, I love Amelia Island, so if you ever get a chance to come here, feel free, and I'll soon have a place for you to be able to stay if you want to. You just let me know.
All right, I'll get in touch with you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Take care. There are some really cool things you can do with the state of Maryland estate tax planning, you know, and, you know, I don't want to go into all the details of that because it doesn't apply to everyone. But guys like Jim, right? That's who that was, Chris?
Yeah, yep.
Guys like Jim, you know, he ought to know about it, and he should call us, and, you know, we can go over, just explain it to him, and just, to, you know, tell him these are things to think about if you're going to stay in Maryland. So, anyway, if he wants to call 410-823-7283, and we'll be more than happy to go over that with him in private, on this show.
That's right. Maryland's thrown a wrinkle in, right? So that's just even before the estate. Federal numbers revert back in 2026.
Yeah, Maryland's got a big wrinkle, and it's never inflation protected either. So that's another
problem.
Amazing
how that happened, huh?
Yeah, and now the current governor, he's like, I want to drop it down to $1 million even. Yeah. You know, I'm going to prove that I'm the liberal's liberal, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, We're out of time, Chris.
We are.
I got to go before I get in any more trouble than I'm already in, you know. So that's why I hang out in Florida, because he'll have his officers after me one day. Anyway, Chris, this is Drew Tignanelli saying God bless. Gonna be much better.